And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and with me as always is Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Jo. And
welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Porn. Hi, Zoe.
Good morning. How are we on this beautiful Sunday?
Oh, well, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Hey, I do have to ask the two of you, though, when was the last time you had your skin cancer check?
I'm pretty vigilant. My dad is very much someone who is exposed to skin cancer and has had many, many cancers removed. So we have our annual check. But I'm also quite conscious of my daughter. This is a question I don't know. What about children? When do we look at getting skincare checked for children? So that's a question I'm definitely going to ask today.
Yes. Gerald, are you vigilant?
1 month.
A month ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well done. That's impressive.
Because I was worried about a spot.
Yes.
I will put my hand up and say there was a spot behind my ear that was causing problems.
Oh.
And
the good thing is that you went and got it checked rather than sitting on it and worrying.
Well, I couldn't sit on my ear, Jo.
I also got I would say maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I went and got my check done. And it's such a peace of mind thing.
Yeah.
You know, you are aware that you might have spots that have changed or you're not so sure of the colour or the shape, and to then go and get it checked, it's like, great, now I know. But I do know that it's sort of one of the things you put to the back of your mind, and you might not fit it into your schedule. So
I think with blokes, tradies, people outside all the time, and there are a lot of people who are outside all the time, they are probably the ones that need to be a little more vigilant perhaps.
Well, most definitely, because around 1,300 people will die of skin cancer this year, and about double the amount of men than women are dying of the disease. So it is absolutely a thing not to be complacent about.
Yeah, well and truly.
Yes. So we are going to be speaking about skin protection today, how often we need that checkup, and what products work most effectively can also, you know, it can be confusing, all of this conversation. And I think you're right, Zoe. It is interesting to think about. Well, we know we put sunscreen on our kids.
Yeah.
But should we be checking them?
Should we be checking and having a look? And also I think it's an education piece as well. We need to educate our children what to look for as well, because a lot of the time we don't know what to look for.
Yeah, so today we will chat to dermatologist Professor Rod Sinclair about all of this, along with how new imaging technology is set to revolutionise the detection of skin cancers. There are two incredible machines in Australia, one of which I stood in my undies.
Oh, really?
In Brisbane.
Was that on TV?
It was on TV.
Oh.
It's most confronting.
You're very brave, darling.
I wouldn't do it again, let me tell you that. One of the things I've regretted in my life. But
you are adventuresome, aren't you? Sitting in a nice bath in your undies and now this.
I'll do anything for entertainment.
The things you do.
However, it was an amazing machine that does check your skin for the most minute of blemishes and whatever might be concerning there. So we'll be speaking with Professor Rod Sinclair about that. Plus, many experts are now not only commonly prescribing probiotics but also prebiotics. So we'll learn about what they can do for our gut health. In our A to Z of vitamins, we're talking magnesium again. We do love it here, but this day we're going to be talking about the powder rather than tablets. And 131-873 is our number for your questions to support your health. Zoe and Gerald are both here to help you with any questions that you might have. So give us a call, 131-873. Next up, the answer on how often should we be getting our skin checked. That's after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Show your liver some love with Wanderlust Milk Thistle from Chemist Warehouse. Traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to support natural liver cleansing and detoxification processes, it helps maintain healthy liver function and relieves symptoms of indigestion. Available in a convenient liquid herbal format that's rapidly absorbed. Wanderlust Milk Thistle, only $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Milk Thistle is available now for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Our number is 131-873. If you have any questions to support your health, do give us a call, 131-873. In the meantime, well, we are a sun-loving country, but that does mean high rates of skin cancer and melanoma. And the research shows that two-thirds of Australians will be diagnosed with skin cancer by the time they are 70. That is so many of us. And the main culprits are sun exposure and sunburn. So what can be done to better protect our skin, and how often should we be getting a checkup? Professor of Dermatology and founder of Sinclair Dermatology, Rod Sinclair, joins us again. It's lovely to welcome you back to the show, Rod.
Thank you very much and good morning.
Now, so Rod, can you give us a quick snapshot of the management of skin cancer and melanoma in Australia? And are these conditions the same? Skin cancer and melanoma, are they the same?
So I suppose skin cancer is an umbrella term. There's two main types of skin cancer. One is the melanoma, which is the black spots that appear on the skin. And the second type of skin cancer are what we call keratinocyte skin cancers. And that includes things like BCC and SCC, which are really common. Now, the melanomas are the dangerous ones. They're the ones where it's around about 1 in 20 people who get a melanoma might actually end up getting very sick from a melanoma. And historically, about 1 in 20 people died from melanoma. Now, that's changed a little bit with chemotherapy, but it's still a significant illness. Mm. Now, the other type of skin cancer, the keratinocyte cancer, they're the ones that occur about a million times a year in Australia. So we've only got about 25 million people, but there's well over a million of these keratinocyte skin cancers that are cut off Australian skin every year. Don't and so what can you do about it? That's the question. Sorry. So there's two things. There's what we call primary prevention, which is stop it happening in the first place, and that comes around managing your skin cancer risk. And the second thing to do is what we call secondary prevention, which is if you're going to get one, make sure you catch it early so that the harm that it does is minimized. And the way you do the secondary prevention is you get a skin check. And so you make an assessment of your skin, you work out what sort of risk you are, and then you make a decision as to what time in your life you need to start getting your first skin check. And then when you get a skin check, the doctor will not only check your skin, but make an evaluation as to when you need to come back and what you need to watch out for in between.
It's so interesting, Prof. Sinclair, because I think we're pretty vigilant in Australia. You know, we slip, slop, slap. You know, we wear our rashies. We put the rashies on our children. But are there any other additional risk factors when it comes to, you know, skin cancer? Is it just exposure to sunlight, or is there other things that we need to be mindful of?
No, it's an interplay between how much ultraviolet light you've accumulated over your lifetime.
Oh, wow.
It's not just the one episode in the sun. It's basically like every time you go out in the sun, you're making an extra deposit into your skin cancer bank account. And so it's how much ultraviolet light you've accumulated over your lifetime, balanced by how susceptible you are to sunburn. And so the people who are more susceptible to sunburn don't need to bank as much ultraviolet light before they start getting their skin cancers. Whereas the people who are less susceptible to sunburn need to bank a lot more in order to get it. So in other words, people with dark olive complexions will take more time in the sun to get burnt, and they'll take more exposures to sunburn before they start getting skin cancer.
Rod, I've always felt as though I'm a bit of a ticking time bomb, because I'm one of these people who I'm very good now, but when I was young, so many of us have this story, I suffered some very bad sunburns because I wasn't vigilant as a young person. Would that be true that I need to be more vigilant now because I know the history that I've had?
Absolutely, and that's the critical thing. And so it's not just what you're doing now, it's what you've done over the last 20, 30 years. But this is actually one of the great success stories of Australia. And I think you touched on it before, that we're all wearing the rashes and using sunscreen. And in fact, the skin cancer rate in Australia has actually been starting to come down over the past 15 years in people below the age of 15. So the people below the age of 50. So there were the people who 15 years ago were older than 50, and they were still being affected by their sun exposure 10, 20 years ago. And what's really interesting is the rest of the world, skin cancer rates are still on the increase. And in Australia, the success of our our measures, all these things that we've been doing are actually showing up in the skin cancer statistics today. And so we've got, there's some really interesting things happening in Australia.
Rod, can melanomas be found in areas that actually don't see the sun? And if so, why?
So the sun explanation for melanomas accounts for about 80% of the story behind it. So in other words, that interplay between how much ultraviolet light you've accumulated and how susceptible you are to sunburn. Mm-hmm. But there's also some other factors. There's some genetic factors that account for up to about 20% of skin cancer incidence. And so, and you can actually get melanomas at the back of your eye. You can get melanomas in the bowel, you know, areas that have never actually seen the light of day. Mm-hmm. And they are influenced by genetic factors. And you do see melanoma-prone families. Mm-hmm. And you sometimes also see people with very high-risk conditions like albinism, where they've got no pigment in the skin, very susceptible to sunburn,
yes.
And they get them at a very early age. And the challenge that we've got as skin cancer preventers is trying to work out who should be getting a skin check. So we know that some people are much more risk of getting a melanoma. So if you've had one melanoma already, very high risk of getting a second melanoma.
Okay.
If you've had one of these other skin cancers at a young age, like a BCC or an SCC, very high risk of getting a melanoma later in life. And so we're trying to target. So I think you could say on one hand, everybody in Australia should go get a skin check at least once and get an assessment of their risk,
sure.
and what they need to do to balance it. But you might also argue that the people who need to come back every single year are the ones who have had a melanoma before, the ones who have had another type of skin cancer, the people with red hair, freckles,
yes.
The people who have got very fair skin and burn easily, and the people who have misjudged the sun over many years and found themselves having experienced lots of sunburns, and now they're holding that high balance in their sunburn bank account over a lifetime, and they're the ones who need to start getting checked. And we've got some great technologies for doing the melanoma checks these days.
Great.
It's quite interesting because, I mean, there's so many different products on the market. I get quite confused. I've got olive skin, so does everyone in my family. But I've always used over 15. Is that what we should be doing? Like what kind of grade of sunblock should we actually be using for the average person?
So the scoring system for sunscreens, what they call the SPF, is a little bit confusing for most people. So what they do is, so an SPF 2 means that an ordinary person could spend twice as long in the sun without getting burnt. So in other words, it's blocked out 50% of the ultraviolet B. An SPF 4 sunscreen means that it would take someone four times as long to get burnt, which means that the sunscreen's blocked out 75%. And so you get up to a factor 8, means you'd need eight times as long in the sun, so that sunscreen's blocked out 87.5%. And so once you get up to about a factor 8, you've already blocked out 87.5% of the sunlight. You go out to factor 15 or 16 plus, you've blocked out about 92. So suddenly the factor now is not so much the sunscreen, but how carefully you've applied it.
Mm.
And so that's why when you listen to that slip, slop, slap song that, you know, still...
Yes, we all remember it well.
hard to get out of your mind,
yes.
once you start singing it. It started off with slip on a shirt, slap on a hat and slop on some sunscreen. And
yep.
that order was very carefully thought out because the sunscreen, you do make mistakes with sunscreen, you miss areas and you don't want to rely on it. So the best thing is the rashie, the hat, and then using the sunscreen for the areas that you can't otherwise protect. But the sunscreens, anything above factor 16 is very good. When you get to some of the new ones that are now factor 50 and above, they're superb sunscreens. And the difference then now becomes between how elegant is the sunscreen? Does it have a nice feel on the skin? Does it have a reasonable fragrance?
Right.
Does it block your pores and cause acne? So lots of people need to do a bit of trial and error to find a sunscreen that they're happy to use. And if it turns out that the sunscreen that suits your skin the best is a factor 15, then don't worry about it. Go with a factor 15. That's good enough.
Mm-hmm. Rod, one last very quick question, and it was one that both Zoe and I wanted to know. What age should we be checking our skin?
Yes.
Should we be looking at our children and screening for them?
Yes, and I think certainly starting in a mid to late adolescence. And so I was talking about some of the new technology for skin cancer screening. We have these cameras that are about the size of a room or the size of an MRI scanner,
mm-hmm.
and you basically go in there and it takes a single photograph of the entire skin surface. in incredible detail. So if you wanted to count the number of hairs on the back of the knuckle, you could do that. And what that does is it gives you a baseline for future comparison, because what you're looking for is any new mole, something, you know, a mole that suddenly came out of the blue. You should have most of your moles by about the age of 15, and anything that develops after the age of 15 just needs to be treated with suspicion. Mm. Doesn't mean it's a melanoma, but it needs to be looked at. And having a baseline photograph to say, okay, what did my skin look like at the age of 18 or 20? That's a really good comparison when something comes up later and you say, geez, I wonder if that spot was there. Mm. And we use this every day to detect melanomas, because the melanomas are the ones that are growing and changing, whereas the ordinary moles just sort of sit there and do nothing. And so having these systems where you can do it, and if you take a second photograph a few years later, you can line them up and you can just go through and just ticks off mole by mole.
Mm.
And that's how we're picking the melanomas these days. So we used to use characteristics of the mole, like, is it black in colour? Is it large? Is it got an irregular border? To try and predict future behaviour. But now we're finding we're less dependent on that, because we can actually see what its behaviour is. We don't have to make any predictions based on its appearance on that given day. We can actually see how it's behaving by doing these serial photographs. And so this has been an absolute game changer in terms of how we diagnose melanomas these days. And the key thing is to work out who do we target best. But you could also argue that pretty much everyone over the age of 18 should get a baseline done, get a risk assessment, check their skin, and then, you know, you may well be told, listen, you're absolutely fine, you know, come back in 15 years. Or you might say, you're someone who just needs to modify your behaviour now, keep an eye on it, and you might need to come back in a year or two and get another photograph done so that we can actually see if there's anything nasty there.
It is really wonderful technology. Thank you so much, Professor Rod Sinclair. It's been great to speak with you again on the House of Wellness.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day. 131-873 is our number. We'll get to your calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Post-exercise muscle cramps and tightness, mild muscle spasms, menstrual pain, Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium powders in citrus and raspberry can help with them all. The easily absorbed high-strength formula can assist with energy production and support your muscles day and night. Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium powder from $33.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Milk Thistle is available now for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now let's get to some calls. 131-873. Flora, good morning in Rosebud.
Oh, good morning. I have been medically recommended that I take 12 to 15 grams of Benefiber specifically every day in 5 glasses of water. 2 teaspoons equals 3 grams. Is that a good way to take it?
So it's a great question, because we require about 25 grams of fiber each day. So it's about diversifying your fiber. So that's great to sort of as a starting point, but you also want to make sure you're getting the different types of fibre in your diet, which Benefiber actually has a good combination. But you also need to get it from, you know, fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts and seeds, because what they have is fibre, but they've got other nutrients that you're also. So to give you an example, you know, if you consumed maybe 2 pieces of fruit, you're getting about 5 to 10 grams of fibre. You might put 2 to 3 cups of veggies in there, you're going to get another 10 grams. So it's not hard to add it in with the addition of the Benefiber as well. But the water's great. Just keep upping that water as well, because that's always going to be helpful.
I think the important thing really there, Flora, is that everybody has a different requirement. Now, your doctor's told you to have this Benefiber, but you've got to look, for those having breakfast, I apologise profusely, but you've got to look you've got to look at the bowl, because we're looking for a well-formed stool that's comfortable to pass. And that's what fibre does. And we're going to be talking about prebiotics later on. And a fibre is the perfect prebiotic. So you take enough that you're comfortable when you are passing a stool. And I'm sorry for breakfast.
That's quite all right. It's obviously a critical part of our health. So
yes.
Thank you so much for the call, Flora. Merle in Geelong, good morning.
Morning, Merle.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
This is for Gerald. Mm-hmm. Nerve pain, Gerald, that you advised a listener last week. something that you can buy over the counter to counteract that?
It's one of the most common queries we get, and Joe and I often are staggered at how many calls we get about neuropathic pain, Merle. The antioxidant is called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. It comes in a 400 milligram capsule. You take it twice a day. It settles the overactivity, the extra excitability of the nerve endings, and add to that some turmeric in capsule form as well. And that combination settles things fairly well. It's not doesn't work every time, but I get a lot of feedback saying that it's you can live with it, and that's the important thing.
Yes, it just really, it always breaks my heart how much pain people are living with.
Well, up until recently, the usual prescription, Joe and Zoe, you'd get opioids, you'd get a codeine-based thing, and the evidence isn't there. So for all these things, so for pins and needles, nerve pain, anything that doesn't feel quite right, particularly after surgery, lipoic acid and turmeric.
All the best with that, Merle. Natalie in Dandenong, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Natalie. Good. How can we help?
My question specifically is about magnesium. I am, as a teenager and for a very long time, and it's reasonably hereditary, we always got quite bad leg cramps at night, and that was just a thing I've always had. Now, I've also, in the last couple of years, had to have three ankle surgeries. So I've had an ankle. An ankle reconstruction, then followed by an ankle arthroscopy, and now by an ankle fusion. And since my last surgery, it's in my right leg, the cramps happen, the leg cramps would happen all night, every night, including into the feet and the toes. And because it's fused, I physically can't stretch it. Okay. So I really rely on magnesium. And I take a lot of magnesium. And I take two tablets of magnesium and I take the powder. And that, as long as it doesn't get too cold, that tends to keep it away.
Good.
I've recently added magnesium spray into the mix. So I suppose my question is...
How much can you have?
Am I taking too much? And B, I've recently noticed, oddly, my breath is smelly. And that's really since I've added the powdered magnesium. Is there a connection there?
Probably not. There's something else going on there. But certainly the powder is more available. It's easier to digest. It's a very safe mineral, Natalie. If you have too much, your bottom will tell you because things tend to get fairly loose. You start to get some flatulence. But you're better off. Tablets are very hard to digest. Stick with the powder and take as much as you need for the any discomfort you feel, with the limiting factor being whether you get loose motions. So when you get that, it means you're saturated with your levels of magnesium. You can't go any higher, and you'll be fine, though.
It's interesting because I do get quite a few clients, even though there's not a strong correlation, but when a lot of my clients take a large dose of magnesium, they do notice that obviously there's gut issues. We know there's different types of magnesium, and one of the type of magnesium will draw water into the colon. So what it will do is it will further dehydrate you. So you might get a little bit of change of breath simply because you're more dehydrated. So my advice is just really be mindful of that water consumption. You might put a prebiotic. And I also think it's quite good to put some alkalizing type foods. So simply things like apple cider vinegar, lemon and water. They're very simple approaches just to help to increase the digestive enzymes. But like Gerald said, you simply can't take enough magnesium. It's such a fabulous, fabulous mineral for everybody, from everything from muscle cramps to support of the central nervous system. So it's a good de-stressor, which we all need that.
Yes. Thank you so much for your question there, Natalie, because it is one many people ask. Next up, we know about probiotics, but how important are prebiotics for our gut? That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Milk Thistle is available now for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. My name's Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, it would be said that we talk a lot about the health of the gut. We're quite obsessed with it here, I must say. It's clearly linked to our overall well-being in so many different ways. And as part of that, we often talk about probiotics. But more and more health experts now recognise the significant benefits of its emerging counterpart, the prebiotic, which I have to say I don't know much about. It's not something I've heard spoken about that much. So to help us better understand the differences as well as how we could be using it in our diet, health and wellness expert Shelley McKenzie is joining us again on behalf of our friends at Wanderlust. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Help me out. What exactly are prebiotics and how do they differ to probiotics other than the obvious, which you've got pre and pro?
So I guess prebiotics, good bacteria thrive on prebiotics. So I sort of like to think of the prebiotics as the seed for our gut microbiome. So there are certain type of carbohydrates that is in our food that we can't digest, which we know as fiber. And these feed the good bacteria that is already in our guts, whereas the probiotics are a live microorganism or bacteria that are naturally found in our gut. So we really want to aim for that balance of, you know, your pre and your probiotics for our guts. And you're right, most people know of the probiotics, but not the pre.
I love having this conversation, Shelley, because, I mean, as nutritionists, we know that there's a lot out there about the probiotic, but this feels like a more complete story as well. And we know that we can get this in our nutrients and our food. But why do we need them? Tell me a little bit more why we need them and when really should we be considered using them in a gut formula?
Yeah, sure. So if we're thinking of prebiotics as that seed for our gut health, because they're feeding that good bacteria in our gut, they can help to multiply those microorganisms that are already present or that, you know, when we're taking the probiotic, they can help to feed and multiply those. So people may consider a prebiotic gut formula to add some extra plant fiber in their diet, or perhaps they feel they just want to maintain bowel regularity as well.
Shelley, what sort of ingredients, now we're talking prebiotics, they've got to come from somewhere. What ingredients do we look for in a prebiotic formula?
Yeah, so ideally you want to look for a whole food, plant-based fibre product that's, you know, designed to keep your gut happy overall. So, for example, the Wonderlust Prebiotic Gut Goodness Powder that contains organic artichoke, which is a type of prebiotic fibre, has a type of prebiotic fibre called inulin, and that supports overall digestive health. It also has resistant starch, which has been derived from organic green banana, and this is another source of prebiotic fibre. So really going for those whole food, high fibre ingredients within your product.
And Shelley, finally, is there anything to keep in mind when we're looking to introduce prebiotics if I've not ever taken one before?
Yeah, you want to look for a good quality for starters. So try to look for organic, a plant-based powder with minimal fillers. Aiming for 100% vegan is also a really great start. And check in if the product is made with plant-active ingredients so you know you're positively supporting your gut and the planet as well. So that's just a bit of a win-win.
I love win-win. Thank you so much, Shelley. It's been lovely to have you on the show again.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
have a good day. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Liam in Caulfield.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, Liam. How can we help?
Hey, guys. So, first off, I love the show so much. I just want a bit of advice on my knee. So, last couple of years, it always clicks when I walk. I try magnesium, B3, and I've really started using copper bands. And, like, mentally for me, they really start working. And, like, I'm starting to feel a bit of a, like, starts helping a little bit with the pain. And then I'm, like, looking for a bit of advice because my boss, he says copper bands stop COVID, so I sort of don't want to get the vaccine now.
That's okay. Look, you can certainly wear the copper band, which has traditionally been used for a long, long, long time, and the jury's out as to whether they make much difference, but there are people who swear by them, Liam, so go ahead. Now, we're talking here about a functional, hard-working joint. You need then flexibility, so glucosamine is what you look for. Helps regenerate really cartilage, which is really the strengthening part, and then you can reduce any inflammation with turmeric. So they're the two things which will help restore the integrity of the joint.
And it's interesting, because you're cleaning houses, what about the products that you're using? Because in most cases, the products we're using are clearly high acidic type, you know, products. Maybe just putting a huge amount of antioxidants in there just to support the body, some glutathione, some vitamin A, some vitamin C. Again, what they'll be doing is supporting. Interesting, copper bands actually work on a reactive antioxidant. So making sure that you've got a zinc and copper balance is really, really important, even though it's absorbing a little bit differently.
Well, thank you so much for your call there, Liam. We'll have more calls after this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Show your liver some love with Wanderlust Milk Thistle from Chemist Warehouse. Traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to support natural liver cleansing and detoxification processes, it helps maintain healthy liver function and relieves symptoms of indigestion. Available in a convenient liquid herbal format that's rapidly absorbed. Wanderlust Milk Thistle, only $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Milk Thistle is available now for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Alrighty, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and we have actually already spoken about magnesium this morning at length because it is a very, very valuable substance. What is it?
It's a mineral that probably, if the average person was tested for levels, not only would they be shown as being low, but there's probably a number of things that happen in their life that they think, oh, that's why. Things like, as we've heard from before from one of our callers, cramps, twitches. Sometimes you can be watching telly and your eye starts to twitch. That's a significant magnesium indication.
Oh, that twitching eye is so annoying.
Yeah, well, that's magnesium, isn't it? That's your body saying, I need magnesium. And we get it from our food, but the demand on our body for magnesium now, with stress, 24-hour news cycle, constant on the go, the demand is huge. And if you add physical activity into that, there's another reason.
And why is a powder such a good way of absorbing?
Would you say, Zoe, is that probably the main reason?
Without a doubt.
Because then your tummy doesn't have to work hard. It's there in water, aqueous solution, absorbed into your bloodstream very efficiently.
It's quite interesting with my clients in practice. I find that there's times that people will often take. In the morning, people find it so much easier to take a powder. You know, you're in that routine, you're having that glass of water. And I find at nighttime, people just will sit there and have that magnesium on your bedside table. If you can take it as a powder, great. But if the tablets are there, bunk that in. But, you know, even when we drink alcohol, we need more magnesium. So it's everything that we do actually really. There's 300 enzymes that actually require magnesium constantly. So just get it in there any way we can.
It's why we always banging on about it. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, evidence-based, meticulously crafted with premium ingredients for real results. Let's get to some last quick calls. Hi there, Mark in the South Coast.
G'day, everyone. How are you?
Good, Mark. How can we help?
Thanks, Mark.
I'm just wondering why avocado is such a good food to eat and can you eat too much of it?
Well, it's a source of good fat, Zoe, isn't it? And really important for your general health, brain health. Yeah. Anything that's got good fats in it, you really can't have enough of. And the Mediterranean diet proves that that's correct.
It's quite interesting because I actually used to be the avocado spokesperson for 3 years. So I do know a lot about avocados. So the interesting thing is avocado's got a high percentage of fiber, and fruit fiber called pectin is so beautiful for the gut. It's almost like it lines the gut. So you've got the added advantage of something that is going to support the gut bacteria, increase the microbiome. But also what it's got those lovely monounsaturated fats. Now, these are fats that the body can use so functionally. It's almost like those cells start to communicate with each other, tell the body how to use fat and burn fat effectively. You've got vitamin E in there, which is a gorgeous antioxidant. So anything you can eat too much of, so let's not kind of go too crazy, but you know, if that's your one of your beautiful fiber sources, fruit sources and fat sources, you're doing a great job.
And get in and support Aussie farmers as well.
Absolutely.
So it's win-win-win there.
We do good avos here.
Oh, we really do. Thanks, Mark. Lynette in Arncliffe, good morning.
Lynette, good morning. How can we help?
A child, 10-year-old child has had a diagnosis of ADHD after a traumatic long birth. The mother had preeclampsia.
Oh,
I'm just wondering what vitamins, minerals, and nutrients
There is a formulation, and look, we're not talking magic options here. We're talking about brain food. There is a formulation that's been released, which is a scientifically proven combination of omega 3, 6, and 9 essential fatty acids. It's a brilliant formulation. I can't name it on air, but if you send me an email to houseofwellness.com.au and the Ask tab, I'll give you all the details and its availability.
It's quite interesting because there's small links between birth and how, and actually the microbiome within our children, particularly cesarean type births as well, the exposure to breast milk, all those types of things. We know that the microbiome has a big link to how we absorb our nutrients, and there's links towards ADHD and dyslexia. I actually have dyslexia and ADHD, and had both those two things, chronic eczema and wasn't breastfed. So it's really important we look at microbiome. So we look at the gut, so we look at probiotics in there, but we also need to look at zinc. So there is links between zinc deficiencies in ADHD. Often you'll find a child's more fussy when they've got a zinc deficiency because they don't produce the same enough enzymes and saliva. So doing a zinc tally test is a really good idea as well.
Thank you so much for your call, and thank you to all of our callers this morning. Head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you still have questions. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Milk Thistle is available now for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been wonderful to spend this last hour with you. Make sure you check out House of Wellness TV today, midday on Channel 7. There's a wonderful story about some medicos in Perth who have discovered a likely cause of Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievably
exciting
interesting.
Stuff.
That's incredible.
Yes, really exciting. And you're whipping up a storm with Heinze as well on the show.
Orange Choc Bliss Balls.
Oh.
We've got Elise Knowles on the front of the House of Wellness magazine today. That's available in all the newspapers.
Yes, make sure you don't miss that as well. As always, we say thank you to Chemist Warehouse. Head to houseofwellness.com.au for any more information. Zoe, it's been lovely to see you again.
Thank you, guys. Have a lovely weekend. Thanks, everybody.
Yes, you too. And Gerald, you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe. See you next week.